and we believe the case has been proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But we are not going into this particular case believing we have an open and shut case, because when you do that, you overlook things. You believe you can walk into court and everything's going to go your way, and no trial proceeds in that fashion.
Prosecutor Terry White isn't taking anything for granted, despite that powerful piece of evidence against the four officers, the videotape. But if public reaction is any indication, he should be confident. Both President Bush and the mayor of Los Angeles condemn the violence seen on the tape. As its first witness, the prosecution calls the man who videotaped the beating.
My name is George William Holliday.
Without George Holliday, these four officers might not be on trial. Holliday says he was awakened by police sirens and helicopters, and he took out his new video camera to shoot the event. The full videotape, not just the short snippets aired on the news, is played in court. Parts of it, such as when King rushes at the officers, are blurred.
At the time of the end of the tape on the screen now says 12:55 and 44 seconds.
Next, the state calls Bryant Allen.